Democrat squad urges de-escalation as Hamas hides hostages. By Neil Monroe on October 7, 2023. Most members of the Democrat squad were either silent about Hamas's brutal attacks on Jewish civilians, or called for a ceasefire that would help the Hamas attackers hide their civilian hostages throughout their base in the Gaza Strip. The leader of the eight-person squad, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, posted a statement urging an immediate ceasefire and de-escalation, while also condemning the Hamas attack that has killed hundreds of Jews. She did not call for the release of the Jewish hostages, who are now hidden inside the built-up Gaza Strip between Israel, Egypt, and the Mediterranean Sea. Representative Ayanna Pressley, DMA, called for a pro-Hamas ceasefire and did also not blame Hamas for the killings. "These devastating attacks on Israelis are deeply alarming and my heart breaks for the victims and their loved ones. We need an immediate ceasefire and de-escalation. It is long past time to stop this cycle of violence and trauma, and work toward a just and lasting peace in the region." The zigzagging by the Democrats' progressive leaders is caused by the growing role of immigrant diversity and radical anti-Israeli attitudes throughout the party's base. "We need urgent de-escalation," said Representative Summer Lee, DPA, whose passive voice statement lamented the unfolding events in Israel and Palestine. She did condemn Hamas's horrifying attack on children and innocent civilians, but did not condemn the attacks on Israeli soldiers. She also suggested that Israel would target densely populated civilian areas. Immigrant Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat Minnesota, condemned the horrific acts by Hamas against children, women, the elderly, and the unarmed people. Her statement did not condemn the surprise attacks on Israeli soldiers, and she also called for de-escalation and ceasefire. Late on Saturday, Representative Rashida Tlaib, DMH, had not posted any comment on Twitter. She claims to be a Muslim Palestinian American because her mother was born in the Arab-run West Bank territory between Israel and Jordan. Her district includes the heavily Arab district of Dearborn and Detroit. Representative Cori Bush, DMO, did not post a statement on Twitter. Representative Greg Kassar, DTX, a son of Mexican immigrants, did not post a comment on Twitter. Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, had to zigzag between his divided base of radicals and Israel supporters. So he condemned the horrific attacks by Hamas but did not call for a pro-Hamas ceasefire. However, he did also call for an end to the blockade of Gaza. "The removal of inspections and checks of boats entering Gaza would make it far easier for Hamas to import heavy weapons by sea from Iran for many attacks on Israel and Jews. We need a way to end this deadly violence," Bowman said.